5 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I am Whitney Reyes with Linda Katrina and Roxana Chiriak. It's mostly sunny and 3 degrees with a chance for mixed snow and rain outside our East York studios tonight. Here are the headlines. Doug Ford could be the new Tory leader in Etobicoke North. Taking a look at the Jays' home opener and the success and controversy of the History Channel's Bible retelling. Now to our top story. Councillor Doug Ford is looking to fill a provincial seat in Etobicoke North for the Progressive Conservatives. His announcement came hot on the heels of the unveiling of Ontario's transportation agency's fee and taxes. He wants to know why taxpayers should foot the $2 billion transit bill instead of taking it from the budget. Ford will bring a cost-cutting agenda to Queen's Park if Premier Kathleen Wynne calls for a provincial election. Three firms will launch a class action lawsuit for the almost 1,200 cancer patients who received improper doses of chemotherapy medications earlier this year. The pharmaceutical company that supplied the drugs, Marques Hospital Solutions, will be the defendant in the case. According to a Cancer Care Ontario statement, patients across Ontario and New Brunswick received lower than intended doses of cancer-fighting medicine. And scientists on the International Space Station are on the verge of explaining mysterious universal building blocks. Thanks to a $2 billion experiment, an international team of scientists discovered the first hint of dark matter. The first results from the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer shows evidence of a new spectacle that could be the unknown matter. Nobel-winning physicist Samuel Ting says there will be more conclusive evidence within a few months. And now, here's Linda with sports.
Thanks, Whitney. Hi, everyone. It was a sea of blue last night at the Rogers Centre. The Blue Jays batted out their first game against the Cleveland Indians to a roaring sold-out crowd of fans. The excitement of the opening ceremonies only pumped up the crowd even more so, with a perfect first pitch by Rush frontman Geddy Lee. But with all the hype leading up to this home opener, the team didn't quite pull through and were outplayed by the Indians 4-1. Melky Cabrera scored the only run for the Jays. As for knuckleballer R.A. Dickey's debut on the team, he allowed 5 hits and 4 runs with 4 walks and plenty of strikeouts after 6 innings. Let's hope it's a different story tonight. In hockey, the Leafs added some value to their net. They signed minor league Marlies goalie Drew McIntyre to an NHL contract. It's a good move considering the Leafs didn't get Calgary's Mika Kiprusoff. GM Claude Lozelle says it's given them some insurance in the event of an injury. McIntyre has 4 NHL games of experience. The Leafs' next game is on Thursday against the Philadelphia Flyers. Now in basketball, the Raptors won't make the playoffs again. They were officially eliminated with Monday's home loss to Detroit. It's been about 5 years since they last made the playoffs. Dwayne Casey says there was hope a few weeks ago, but unfortunately the Raps couldn't win those critical games against Washington, Cleveland, and Milwaukee. Toronto only has managed to hit a disappointing 26.9% of their three-point shooting over the last 8 games. Tonight, they host the Wizards 3 days after losing 109-92 in Washington. Catch the game at 7 p.m. on Sportsnet 1. In other sports, Milo Raonic says he's 100% ready for the Davis Cup World Group quarterfinal tie against Italy in Vancouver this week. The 22-year-old tennis star had to pull out of last month's Sony Open after coming down with a case of strep throat. But now he's in tip-top shape and is ready to take on the Italians this Friday at the University of British Columbia. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Roxana will have all the latest buzz and entertainment.
Ladies, are you ready for youthful-looking skin? CoverGirl's new Simply Ageless Concealer with Olay Regenerate Serum can make those fine lines and wrinkles disappear. Because you deserve it. Easy, breezy, beautiful. CoverGirl.
Welcome back, and hello, everyone. In terms of reviews, the Bible generated a lot of buzz in the last few weeks. The 10-hour miniseries aired on the History Channel throughout the month of March with high success, but not without controversy. The actor playing the role of Satan Mohammed Mahdi Wazani, is said by many to resemble the U.S. President, Barack Obama. Wazani, however, has sustained biblical roles, including satanic characters, long before Obama was elected as president, according to producers. Following his initial appearance, the series saw a 0.6 million drop in viewership levels. Overall, it attracted around 13.1 million viewers, resulting in the highest ratings for a cable program this year. It is reported 11.7 million watched Sunday's finale, despite being scheduled against competing shows AMC's The Walking Dead and HBO's Game of Thrones. And that's all for now. Back to you, Whitney, for the wrap.
Thanks, Roxana. That's your news for now. You can find more at torontoobserver.ca. From all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great evening.